West Bend has long been a conservative stronghold in southeastern Wisconsin. The city seems to have taken a few steps further to the right in recent years. WUWM's Aaron Toner visited the community where voters will choose new members for its Common Council and School Board on April 2nd. While local positions are technically nonpartisan, she learned that conservative and Tea Party ideology has made its presence felt.
In 2011, the West Bend School Board refused to sanction a gay-straight alliance at the city's high schools. Board members said the club went against their views. Students filed a federal discrimination lawsuit, and the district eventually reversed its decision. A year later, the Public Library Board, with several new conservative members, voted to allow concealed guns in the building. More recently, the West Bend Common Council offered the U.S. Concealed Carry Association a low-interest loan and 5 years of property tax rebates to relocate in a former art museum building downtown.
I wish we had deals like this lined up around the corner right now.
That's West Bend Mayor Craig Sedonico. He says in exchange for the incentives, the Concealed Carry Group will bring around 30 jobs to West Bend and invest $1 million in its new location.
We've been looking for ways to inject some adrenaline into the downtown, as many communities are. Keeps the building fully occupied, puts it back on the tax roll.
Sedonico says he's aware that some residents are upset the government is subsidizing the divisive group, but contends the deal is not about politics. And the mayor defends his refusal to allow public comment on the incentive package.
It's a very slippery slope for local officials such as myself to get caught up in the politics of the day. This was about bringing jobs to West Bend, was about investment in our community.
Despite the mayor's assurances, Waring Fink perceives an agenda behind recent decisions by city, school, and library leaders. Fink is vice chair of the Democratic Party of Washington County. He says an increasing number of office holders are aligned with a local Tea Party group called Common Sense Citizens.
They have a pretty far-right fringe view of what government ought to look like, and they certainly aren't shy about rewarding their friends with largesse for following those party lines.
Fink claims political newcomers won election without fully revealing the scope of changes they plan to make. Ed Duquesne takes issue with that characterization. He's a member of the West Bend Common Council and the Common Sense Group. Duquesne says he made no secret of his Tea Party affiliation as a candidate and believes it helped him win election.
If our council has been overrun or overtaken by anyone, I would say it's been overrun with highly engaged individuals that are willing to engage in the difficult problems that we face coming up here in the future.
He says those challenges include growing the city economically.
Well, I think the role of local government is to look out for the best interest, to find the best value for the taxpayers' dollars, and I work to do that every day.
One person who's been watching West Bend's evolving political landscape is John Torinas. He used to be a newspaper editor and now owns a local manufacturing firm. Torinas considers himself a fiscal conservative, yet feels newcomers to City Hall have taken their philosophy too far.
They're just primarily concerned with cut, 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 and that in and of itself doesn't get you to the top of the mountain. You have to have a vision as well. You have to know what you want your city to be down the road, and I just don't see that. It's all about balancing the budget and keeping the tax rate down.
Torinas says he's also concerned that several longtime and highly respected public workers retired early or resigned because they were at odds with the new conservative leadership and its policies. However, he says he's starting to see what he calls movement in the right direction, albeit at a slow pace. City leaders have begun talking with the local economic development agency, business representatives, and citizens to develop a long-term vision for West Bend. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.